Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. How are you, Paul?
I'm recovering from Memorial Day weekend last weekend. It was a bust.
It was a total bust for us, too. But it was fun to be with the family and have my husband home on Monday. That's always helpful.
Oh, sure.
And
I'm told that's very helpful.
It is. It was a good little break just to get some help. And I'm excited that summer, I don't know, should we say it's here? I'm afraid to jinx it.
Everything is green, at least.
It's beautiful, and my kids are out of school, which means summer is here for me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have a ton coming up in today's show.
We do. In answering the call, we'll talk with students and a teacher from a local Catholic school about their efforts to evangelize teens through ads they've created.
And in No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Neinstedt shares what's on his summer reading list. You want to grab your pen and paper, jot down some ideas to add what's on your bookshelf over the next few months.
Plus, we'll get an update on the Rediscover app. Thousands of people have already downloaded this faith-building tool, and it just keeps getting better.
And we'll talk about the history of the Corpus Christi procession with Father John Paul Erickson. We'll share details about how your family can take part in this wonderful tradition.
But we're going to start the show with Joe Towalski today, editor of The Catholic Spirit. Hey, Joe, what do you have for us today?
Hey, good morning, Corey. Good morning, Paul. Well, we have a number of great events coming up in the Archdiocese in the near future. This is an off week for us, but these are a lot of these things we're working on for our next issue.
You manage to keep busy anyway.
That's right. And well, one of these events that's coming up is the Freedom Forum, which is set for June 22nd at St. Peter in Mendota. And the forum is one of the local observances of the U.S. Bishop's second annual Fortnight for Freedom that runs from June 21st to July 4th. And listeners may remember from last year that the Fortnight is a time set aside for prayer and fasting to raise awareness about current challenges to religious liberty on both the national and global levels. And the local forum will start with a mass at 8 in the morning and then moves into a program of speakers until about noon. And there's a great slate of speakers. Dr. Shauna Sagru, who's an associate professor of American Studies at Ave Maria University, will talk about what the separation of church and state really means and why it's important. And
there's a lot of misunderstanding about that one.
There is, I think. I think one of the things she's going to do is kind of set the record straight and tell us what the Constitution really says about that. And she'll be followed by a Dr. J. Brian Benested, who directs the Catholic Studies program at the University of Scranton, and then our own Jason Adkins, the Executive Director of the Minnesota Catholic Conference, who will provide some action items for us in the Archdiocese about what we need to do on this issue. You know, it's important to be able to live out our faith in the public arena to ensure that Catholics, but really people of all faiths, are able to bring their moral viewpoints to bear on the issues of the day, not to impose them on others, but to have the freedom, you know, as our Constitution says we do, to be able to propose them in the public square. And there are just a number of threats right now to that Catholics need to be aware of and how to respond to them, and that's what this forum will help do.
There's a lot to pray for there.
Absolutely. So we'll have a story featuring some interviews we had with some of the speakers in our June 6th issue, and right now listeners can visit the Archdiocesan website, www.archspm.org, for more information about the forum. But speaking about bringing important viewpoints into the public arena, we also have a story about a group of Catholic youth from St. Michael Parish in Prior Lake who started a pro-life club at their local public school.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, pro-life clubs are fairly common in our Catholic schools, but this is the first one I've heard about in a public school.
Right.
Oh, my.
And today we have a guest with us, Pat Millay, the director of the Confirmation and High School Faith Formation Program at St. Michael in Prior Lake, who knows these youth very well. So, good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Pat.
Doing well. Pat, tell us a little bit about how this pro-life club came about and maybe what kind of witness do you think it will provide for the community?
Absolutely. Well, it all started really, you know, a few years ago when some of the involved youth got involved at the parish, and they found that their faith was not expressed fully if it wasn't expressed in every avenue of their lives, in their family. They were bringing family members closer to the church, with their friends at school that weren't even Catholic. They've just been great witnesses to the faith for years now. But it really came to a head when we went to the March for Life with them in Washington, D.C. this past January. It was the first time that any of them had gone, and I had taken groups before, but this was a trip where I'd seen it make more of a spiritual impact on our teens than in the past. It's obviously always a great witness, and it's great to be around, you know, 500,000 young people who are all fighting for life. But a lot of these youth are really affected spiritually, and I saw a fire from them when we got home that I hadn't seen with previous trips like it. So they were just almost kind of running out of ideas of what to do. They had so much energy, they didn't know where to put it all. And we had gone to a Students for Life of America conference the day after the march, and it was just such a great connection point from the passion of their faith to practical logistic ideas to witnessing that faith in the public square. So they really got fired up about this idea of starting a pro-life group at the school. And I'll be honest with you, they were prepared for more of a fight at the high school than they got.
That's what I'm most curious about, Pat. How much of a fight did you have?
Not as much as they and I were expecting, to
wow.
be frank. Prior Lake High School doesn't have a great history of being supportive of some of the Catholic morals and Catholic values that our students come in with. One of our students, Leah, came to the meeting with the club faculty organizer to give him the petition, and she had all this documentation of other schools and different legal backings and things like that. And he basically took the form and said, "Okay, sounds good." You know,
meetings
on Friday. So I don't know if they were not willing to take that on as much of a battle or not, but. It's been a really exciting thing for them. I mean, they've gotten lots of activity with our local pregnancy center in fundraising and in having people from that pregnancy center come and speak and witness about what they have been through, what the center does. Just this morning, actually, they had a meeting where they had the mobile unit from the pregnancy center come that helps women with free ultrasounds and things like that.
That is awesome.
It's just, it's been a real blessing for our parish to see them live that out beyond the parish boundaries. But obviously, it's a blessing for the school as well. And to be honest with you, the thing that I'm most proud of out of all of it is that this year they've been really intentional about supporting and embracing some young women in that high school who are currently pregnant and bringing their pregnancies to term, giving them up for adoption. It's one thing to start a club. It's a whole other thing to put your reputation and your social standing on the line.
So brave of them.
Yeah, it's a real blessing to watch.
What a great witness they're providing. Now you're involved in some other exciting events coming up in the next several months here in the Archdiocese, one of which is Archdiocesan Youth Day on September 21st at Holy Family Catholic High School in Victoria. Give us a few highlights, if you can, of what's being planned for that day at this point.
Absolutely. It's the basic draw for a lot of the high schoolers is just the opportunity to worship, to pray, and to laugh with 2,000 people that are just like them, but that they've probably never met before. Especially for some of the smaller parishes, maybe outside the cities, it's a great opportunity for them to get a sense of the big local church, that it's not just, you know, maybe the 7 people that come to your youth group on a Sunday night. This connects you to everyone locally here in the church. So we've got Sean Forrest coming in. He's a fantastic nationally known speaker, musician, author. He does a lot of work with Steubenville as well, and I know he's been here around the Archdiocese for that. Maybe the highlight of last year's Youth Day will be repeated again this year, and that's the Q&A with Archbishop Neinstead. It was a real, real fun time for the youth to get to know the Archbishop a little bit better, for him to get to know the youth better from the questions that they were asking. And then there will be some really good intentional worship time of adoration, obviously Mass that day with the Archbishop, and some beautiful music that's always presented by Sonar to lead us in worship.
Right. Well, that's great. And you're also involved in helping to put together a special track for youth in, I believe, grades 7 to 10, who will be attending the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration with their families in October at the River Center in St. Paul. What are some of the things being planned for the teens at that event?
That's right. Yeah, just 3 weeks later, after Archdiocesan Youth Day, we've got a great day planned for the teens at the Rediscover event. in St. Paul as well. They'll be with the big group with their parents and their families early in the day, and they'll get to hear Matthew Kelly along with the rest of their family. But then we'll take the teens to a separate track, and they'll have a chance to break down some of those themes that Matthew talks about in small groups. So they'll be able to connect those a little bit more with their personal experience, with their own faith journey. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a great kind of two-part day. Jason Everett, who's obviously internationally known for his work with the theology of the body, is going to be with us in the early afternoon after lunch to talk a little bit theology of the body, but it's really going to connect well to the idea of witnessing, which is one of the themes of Archdiocesan Youth Day, and it's obviously one of the themes of the whole Rediscover Initiative, that evangelization that they can do even while they're just in high school now. And then we'll close out the afternoon really connecting with Jesus about their call in adoration with Sonar that afternoon. So really two great events that are complementary. They're just going to add to each other and really set these youth up well for a great ways to witness when they leave.
All right, great. Hey, thanks, Pat, for taking the time to talk with us this morning. I know it's going to be a great event. In addition to the track for youth in grades 7 to 10, there will also be a track for children in grades K through 6. And those kids will have sessions in the morning and afternoon focusing on the theme of growing your faith, where they'll learn about prayer, the sacraments, and the saints. And then there will be sessions around sharing your faith through acts of kindness, charity, and practicing virtues. So it's a great opportunity for families to come together, share a great experience of learning more about their faith and the ways they can share it with others. And we'll have a story with more details about the Catholic Celebrations Youth Tracks in next week's issue of the Catholic Spirit.
Awesome. That sounds great. And you can register now, right? It's
That's
open.
Right.
And you guys go check that out. That's on our website as well at rediscover-faith.org. And we thank you, Joe, so much for all that info.
We'll see you next week.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
All right. You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour. And you can find The Catholic Spirit online, of course, at thecatholicspirit.com.
Coming up, the history of the Corpus Christi procession and how your family can take part in this tradition. And we'll hear what's on Archbishop Neinstadt's summer reading list in today's No Ordinary Conversation.
Plus, learn about a creative approach to teen evangelization at the Benilde St. Margaret's School. All this and a whole lot more ahead on the Rediscover Hour.
This is a great time of year to get organized for the busy months ahead. Part of getting organized should be preparing a simple will and trust. I'm attorney Michelle McDonald, and I want the best for my clients. But frankly, many don't understand the perils and delays of probate court and how a simple will and trust could help you and your family. At the McDonald Law Firm, we make estate plans, elder and family law mediations easy to understand. We'll help your family avoid court altogether. Feel secure in protecting the many areas of your family's legal needs. And the best part is, it's a free consultation.
Save your family thousands of dollars and protect them from the delays of probate and other family law issues. Call attorney Michelle McDonald at 651-222-4400. Michelle McDonald and her clients founded the Family Innocence Project, a nonprofit foundation. Discover their mission by visiting familyinnocence.org.
You can also visit relevantradio.com. Keyword law.
Say, take this bread, take this wine, now the simple made divine, for any to receive. By your mercy we come to your table.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Now, here's something interesting I found in the news this week. Of course, we've been talking a lot, and we will be talking about the Feast of Corpus Christi this Sunday, June 2nd. And apparently, there is going to be a worldwide simultaneous Eucharistic adoration going on.
This is amazing.
It's really like they say it's an historical moment for the church. For this 1 hour, all the Catholic churches of the world will be united.
The Catholic world will be united with Pope Francis on the Feast of Corpus Christi. He'll be leading from the Vatican, and it all begins at 5 o'clock Rome time in the afternoon. Now, that's 10 a.m. Central Time.
10 a.m. our time on Sunday. So if you can take an hour of your time and join in, I'm sure it will be very powerful.
A lot of parish masses, of course, take place at 10 a.m. Central Time. But, you know, you could keep the Pope's intentions in mind during
Mass. Absolutely.
Here are the intentions, by the way. The first intention is for the Church throughout the world, united today in adoration of the Most Holy Eucharist, that the Lord makes her ever obedient to His Word, so that she appears before the world as beautiful, without spot or wrinkle, holy and without blemish. And the second intention is dedicated to people around the world who are suffering from violence, drug or human trafficking, economic insecurity, and those who have been pushed to the margins of society. And this isn't the only thing that's going on. They're planning another event in June.
Right.
The Year of Faith will be celebrated with another weekend event dedicated to Pope John Paul II's encyclical Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life. And that will be June 15th and 16th. We'll see if that's also going to be a worldwide event, but keep those intentions in mind this Sunday, 10 a.m. Central Time, and pray in union with the whole Church throughout the world. The Feast of Corpus Christi is celebrated this Sunday, June 2nd. The Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ goes back to the 13th century, but it celebrates something far older, the institution of the Sacrament of the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper.
Yeah, for centuries, the faithful marked this day with a Eucharistic procession, in which the Sacred Host was carried through town, accompanied by hymns and litanies. For more on this tradition and its meaning, we are joined today by Father John Paul Erickson, Director of the Archdiocese Office of Worship. It's always great to have you on the show, Father.
Well, Corey, thank you. Thank you very much. It's always great to be with you both, and thanks to you both for the great work that you do in spreading the name of Jesus, and continued prayers for the success of this endeavor that you engage in on Friday. So
thank you
for letting me come on board.
Now, the Corpus Christi procession goes back a long ways, but it's something that was absent for a number of years, wasn't it?
No, you're exactly right, Paul, and I think part of that goes to the point that the Corpus Christi procession is, of course, a public manifestation of our belief in the fact that this consecrated host is Jesus himself. And for many years within the Church's life, from the very beginning, I would say, this fact was simply taken for granted. And yet, over years, over time, the believers began to forget this. And as we strive to live the Christian way of life, we can forget or de-emphasize certain aspects of our faith. And God, in His mercy and in His providential love, bring some of these truths back to the foreground. There were a number of Eucharistic miracles in the early Middle Ages, and one of the ways of kind of waking us up to the, again, reality of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament were these miracles, it seems to me. And a way to highlight those miracles on the part of the faithful was to process with the Blessed Sacrament to remind the community of the incredible claim of faith that God becomes little. God becomes little, and he walks with us, and he dwells with us, even as we walk home to the mansions of the Father.
And the procession has been a tradition to mark the feast. And how are these processions, you know, or the Corpus Christi processions, growing in popularity now?
Yeah, Corey, great question. I do think that as our society becomes more and more secularized, and I certainly don't want to be a downer, but I think them's the facts.
Right.
That we do recognize within our culture a gradual stepping away from religion and things of faith. There's a deep desire, and I think especially among young people. Young people are striving to live the faith seriously for identity. And certainly a procession, this public proclamation of our belief in the not only the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, but also, again, our community of faith. We're walking together ideally as a large crowd,
as a group,
with the Blessed Sacrament. That is a real clear outward sign of identity, not an identity which says we are better than everyone else, no. But an identity that says, you know, we're not in this alone. We're in this together.
This is what we believe.
Precisely, exactly. And these beautiful, powerful, challenging claims of faith bind us together and indeed, again, provide us with an identity. And I think these outward signs especially again drawing young people, bear witness to this trend, desire for to answer the question, who am I? Who am I?
And to belong to a big group, you know, to feel
that's,
like you're
no,
a part
exactly
of
right.
a bigger thing.
And we're not alone. You know, it's not a matter of belonging to a club, but to a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a deep desire of our world right now. And again, I think especially for young people,
right.
a desire for communion, a desire to be united, a desire to not be alone. And again, not just in terms of a common activity to be joined to others, but to be joined really with a family, as broken and as frail and as real as it is. And that's the church.
In the 1960s and 70s, we saw a significant decline in popular devotions, Corpus Christi processions being one of them, and that has picked back up again. Now, with Corpus Christi coming up, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, besides the obvious of going to Mass, what are some ways that we as Catholics should mark this celebration?
It's a great question, Paul, again. And, you know, one critical, I think, aspect of the feast day is to pay a visit to the tabernacle, pay a visit to the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel of one's own parish. Here in this diocese, of course, we'll have a marvelous opportunity to participate in our own Eucharistic procession. And of course, after one Sunday Mass, I would urge your listeners and to come down to the Little Sisters of the Poor right off of West 7th here in good old St. Paul on Exchange Street, and Bishop Bechet will lead us in a Eucharistic procession right to the Cathedral of St. Paul. It'll be a bit of a jaunt, but it'll be a glorious jaunt.
How far is that?
I would guess, Corey, it's about a mile.
Okay.
Now, the one caveat I would offer is that much of it is uphill, and
mm-hmm.
so just to be aware of that. However, we will be offering bus rides from the Cathedral from 1:15 to 1:45 down to Little Sisters. And then at the conclusion of our time at the cathedral, there will also be buses that will take pilgrims from the cathedral back to the Little Sisters.
Okay.
So it's we want to make it as easy as possible for people to join us.
So you can park at either spot and
That's
get
exactly
there.
Right. That's exactly right.
And this is a procession around the block with the Blessed Sacrament in the lead, is it not?
That's exactly right. Not just around the block, Paul, but even right down West 7th Street and up Kellogg Boulevard. And then right along
witness.
John Ireland. Yeah, it's, please pray for beautiful weather. I'm looking
right, that's what
right
I was
now.
Thinking.
It is magnificent, and if this can continue on to Sunday, I'd be very grateful.
And it's one thing we can do together as a family, right?
That's procession. Exactly right. That's precisely right, Corey. Bring the whole family. What a beautiful, powerful tradition to be a part of as a family united in faith.
And a teaching moment for children.
Amen. Amen.
It is beautiful to watch because there are all ages from the tiniest little babies in strollers and being carried up through the toddlers, the teens, and even the older folks, like myself.
That's right. As the great old beautiful saying goes, I think I might have mentioned it during our interview on the Rosary procession. You know,
right.
Someone once wrote that, here's the church, here comes everybody. And it's a beautiful witness that, again, the church is not a club. It's a real family. And with all of the challenges, with all of the joys of a real human family.
Very cool. Well, now tell us a little bit about the ordination last Saturday.
Sure, Corey. It was a beautiful, powerful celebration. And, of course, as you know, 10 men were ordained for this local church and come from various backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
various interests, various talents. But the cathedral was full.
Cool.
Our liturgy began at 10 o'clock, and we had literally standing room only. And
oh,
so,
that's awesome.
And by standing room, I mean maybe 140 to 100, I mean 200 people were standing around. So you can imagine the crowd. To look out in the cathedral and to see such a full, family was marvelous.
It's inspiring.
It truly is. And I'm hopeful, and I've heard many positive comments that it was just that. And you never know what a ceremony like that will do for a visitor or for perhaps a fallen away Catholic
right.
member of a family of one of those men, how this will touch them and bring them back, you know, to the faith and get them asking again those powerful, important questions about the real meaning of life.
Very
Father
cool.
John Paul, God bless you and your work. It's always so good to visit with you.
Paul and Corey, keep it up. And please pray for good weather on Sunday.
Will do.
Okay.
And here are the details again on the Archdiocesan Corpus Christi procession that takes place this Sunday, June 2nd, led by Bishop Lee Pichet.
The procession begins at the Little Sisters of the Poor Holy Family Residence, 330 Exchange Street South in St. Paul at 2 p.m. procession concludes at the Cathedral of St. Paul with a special holy hour in honor of the Year of Faith.
And we really have a special show today because we get to hear from Father John Paul Erickson not once, but twice today. A little later in the show, we'll hear him discuss what's on Archbishop Nienstedt's summer reading list in today's No Ordinary Conversation.
But first, every week on the Rediscover Hour, we catch up with a few local Catholics and ask them a question.
And this is how they answered this question. What is the single most important thing when it comes to a strong personal prayer life?
I'm Beth from St. Richard's in Richfield, Minnesota. Just start. Even if you think you can only do 2 minutes a day and you're like, well, it's not 10 or it's not 20 or it's not a half hour, start. 2 minutes is better than 0 minutes. And that will eventually increase into 5 minutes or 10 minutes as that prayer feeds you and you learn that your day goes better with it and you can't live without it. So just start somewhere and just start talking to God, just from your heart, no holds barred. If you're mad at God, then be mad at God. God's big enough to handle it. If you've got a joyful heart that day, just whatever, wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, just speak to God as if you were journaling or if you were talking to your best friend, and just start somewhere.
I'm Abby from Our Lady of Grace in Edina. I would say to make sure to enter into silence. We hear a lot about the school of silence and the importance of that, and that really, just spending those few minutes a day in silence helped to build up a good prayer life.
My name is Kellen, and I'm from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul. To cultivate a strong personal prayer life, I think the church has wonderful prayer traditions through the Mass and through the Liturgy of the Hours. To cultivate a regular routine of prayer that overflows and overtakes any sort of struggles, emotions, as well as joys and consolations that kind of bridge the whole of the Christian life together.
I'm Will from Guardian Angels in Oakdale, Minnesota. In my opinion, the most important tip for prayer life is actually, again, to be intentional to take time, take personal time where you can devote some intimate, sincere time with you and God for prayer time. Because this world is so fast, everything's moving so fast, and you will get lost. And you may find yourself thinking about prayer when you're driving in the car, which may be okay, but I personally think you should be intentional and take time for prayer.
Now, if you're looking for a book about strengthening your personal prayer life, here is one that could change your life. It's called Time for God by Father Jacques Philippe, and it's also the new recommended book for the local Rediscover Catholic book clubs, and Archbishop Nienstedt has it on his summer reading list as well. You can find this little paperback at local Catholic bookstores and, of course, online, and it only sets you back about $10.
Also available as an ebook, I want to mention.
Perfect.
If you have a Kindle or a Nook or something like that.
And you can find an online discussion guide for this book, all set up with 6 sessions of discussion questions and action steps at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on Book Club in the top navigation bar. And if you're not already a part of a parish book club discussion group, find out if one is forming soon at your parish. I'm sure it is. And if not, maybe you could start one up yourself.
And do you have an idea for a question to ask fellow Catholics here on the Rediscover Hour? If so, we want to hear it. Lots of ways to reach us. Email us at therediscoverhour@archspm.org or go and click on the radio button in the top navigation bar at rediscover-faith.org. Reach us through our show page or contact us through the Relevant Radio site, relevantradio.com, keyword Rediscover.
Okay, have you guys seen the little business cards with the Rediscover logo at your parish?
They're all over the place.
They are. Now, you're probably wondering, what are those? Well, those little Rediscover share cards are part of the Summer Share Project, and it's launched by the Rediscover team this month.
The idea behind the Rediscover Summer Share Project is simple. Provide a quick and easy way to connect the people we know and meet with the resources of Rediscover. There's no time like summer to do just that. After all, summer is the time of year when we get out, connect with friends, family, and neighbors. even meet some new people. Maybe you go up to the lake or have a calendar full of graduation parties and reunions. Or maybe you're even planning a big summer vacation. Whatever your plans, include in them a commitment to share the faith when the time is right.
There are two main summer share tools to connect people with Rediscover resources this summer. The first is the Rediscover Share Card. This handy little card is the size of a standard business card, so it's easy to store in your wallet or purse. And on one side is the web address, rediscover-faith.org, plus a QR code that a person can just scan with their smartphone, and it goes straight to the home site for Rediscover. And on the other side of the card is the web address and QR code to take people to rediscoverapp.com, where anyone can download the free Rediscover app for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. So consider committing to just give out two of these cards to someone you know or meet before the end of the summer.
Second, we encourage you to share resources on the Rediscover website and the app. Did you know you can send a link to any article, video, or prayer on the website or app with just the push of a button? Easy to do. If you want to send something via social media, just click on the icon of your choice that corresponds to what you want to send to, or just send a good old-fashioned email with a link to the article you want to share to a family or friend. Family member or friend, just click on the share button, then select email from the drop-down menu. Just as easy to share on the Rediscover app. Just touch a button at the top right corner of the phone screen and follow the prompts.
Super easy, and I truly believe that by connecting the people you know and meet using the Rediscover Share Card plus the website and app feature, you're doing something small, but it may turn into something big. You may just be that seed that blossoms in a friend or a family member or someone you've just met and returning them to full life in the faith. And we'll hear more about this summer share project in upcoming The Rediscover Hour shows. And straight ahead on the Rediscover Hour in Answering the Call, we have four very special guests in studio to talk about a class assignment that could change lives. And so y'all stay tuned to find out about how these students at a local school invited fellow Catholic teens to rediscover the faith.
Plus, we know Time for God is on Archbishop Neinstadt's summer reading list. Find out what other books are on that list in today's No Ordinary Conversation. All ahead on the Rediscover Hour. We'll be right back.
Month after month, week after week, your furnace and central air conditioner work hard to keep you and your family comfortable day after day. The newer systems are working more efficiently, but they still deserve a checkup at least once a year. When was your last air conditioner tune-up? If your system hasn't been recharged or needs to be updated to a more efficient unit, you could be paying up to twice as much as you need to for energy every month.
I'm Justin from Allen Isle Mechanical. The homes I visit every day are saving money and energy with tune-ups and new, more efficient heating and cooling systems. You maybe have heard that the new heating and cooling systems pay for themselves. It's true now more than ever with energy costs rising. Call me and update or tune up your system and be ready for the summer's heat.
L&L Mechanical, helping Relevant Radio listeners save money and energy from their hard-working furnace and air conditioner. Fast, reliable, and really good at what they do for your home's comfort. Call L&L Mechanical, 651-331-6135. 651-331-6135 or relevantradio.com, keyword cool.
Teach the children. Teach the children.
And with the Lord there is mercy. And with the Lord there is love. And with the
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Well, our show is dedicated to bringing new evangelization to the life in this local church, and we are so excited today to have guests from Benilde St. Margaret's School visiting us in studio to talk about their spring assignment to create a new evangelization ad campaign.
Here to explain, Allison Frank, the theology teacher who gave the ad campaign assignment, and three students who created ads this year. Thanks for joining us, all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
It's a crowd here in the studio.
It's kind of fun. It's a party, summer party. So tell us, Allison, about the assignment and how the winning ad campaign is chosen.
Yeah, the assignment that I give to the students, it's at the very end of the year. And so we've talked a lot about what is the church, what is the meaning of the church, what is the meaning of the Eucharist in the lives of disciples. And so what I challenge the students to do is come up with an ad campaign that is targeted at high school students who have fallen away kind of from going to Mass and from their faith.
Right.
And so they have to come up with a print ad, a radio ad, and a TV ad that encourages students to come back to the faith while also conveying some deeper message about the Eucharist and about the Mass. And so that's what we work on at the end of the year. And the students put themselves into groups and then they go to town. We have a one-to-one laptop program at BSM. And so they sit with their laptops and on iMovie and GarageBand and Photoshop, and they put together these creative ad campaigns.
You can do anything on a laptop.
You can
anymore.
Do anything.
And they probably already know how to do a lot of that stuff just from playing around on the computer and being teens in today's society, working on iPads and laptops and stuff all the time. And so how do you choose the winning ad then?
Yeah, so after they work on this for about 2 weeks in class, we have a big presentation where all of the groups present their ad campaigns, and then the class actually votes for the best campaign in each class. And so then we have a pool of winning ads from each class, and then they go up against each other. And so you guys selected a winning ad here at the radio station.
Right.
The Catholic Spirit selects our winning print ad, and then we have our marketing person select our winning TV commercial.
Let's hear from the students. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Margo.
I'm Katie.
Last names, too, please.
Oh, I'm Margo Brink, sorry.
I'm Katie O'Connor.
And I'm Maddie Carlin.
Well, tell us a little bit about what went into planning your ad campaigns. Anybody, just pick it right up.
Well, first we had to figure out what our main message was, and we had to figure out kind of what we were going to center it around. And then we also had to pick kind of a theme to carry out through both the video and the newspaper thing, and then also the radio ad. And then once we were done with that, we had to plan out all of that and make sure they all were intertwined, and then went from there.
And we needed to try and connect it to the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is really a main part of the Mass, number one,
right,
and the new evangelization of bringing people closer, mm-hmm, to God. So we had to connect that into it, and then with the main theme, we had to carry through with our images and our scripts. But also on, like, the print ads, we had to have images that also portrayed the theme, but also a slogan that had to be carried throughout it.
Yep.
It's a big project. How long did y'all have to work on this?
About 3 weeks.
Yeah, long time.
Mm-hmm. And so was coming up with a theme for all of it the hardest part, kind of coming up with a common theme?
Definitely.
Yeah, did you have to go? I think I read that you guys went to Mass all over town and did some research that way. Tell me about that.
Yes.
A lot of us, like, went to just, like, our local churches, just, like, we, like, interviewed people and, like, mm-hmm, just to find out, like, what they think, like, Mass brings to you, and mm-hmm, what, like, just God and, like, Eucharist means to them.
Okay.
And when you design an ad campaign, there's always a fine line between catchy and corny.
Yeah.
Well, and it has to fit your audience, which is a younger audience.
Yeah.
So it's specific to them, and so you needed to talk to those people, I'm sure, to get some information from them.
Yeah,
we had to try to figure out a way that kind of connected to the people who were we reaching out to, and how we could get them to listen to what we were saying and really get our message.
Without being cheesy.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That was the most difficult part, like trying to relate to the younger audience, but also bring it back to the church. Because,
the seriousness of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you find, I get the impression that the three of you are quite a bit more mature than average. Do you find there's a tendency, is it difficult to keep from talking down when you're creating an ad campaign designed for young people?
Yes,
definitely.
Yes, probably because when you think of young people, sometimes when you try to make things more simple, it ends up being even more geared towards like younger kids,
yeah,
even younger, in like grade school and stuff. So it was a little challenging, but you kind of have to think of like yourself and kind of what your friends act like almost, and
right,
around that kind of.
It's kind of difficult to not make it almost condescending,
right,
towards,
right,
the audience.
Right, they're smart
because
people.
You want to relate to them, mm-hmm, but you don't want to be like, oh, well, you don't know anything.
You don't know anything.
Yeah.
You want, right, to make them feel like they know it.
Right.
But they want to learn more.
It's a fine line, and if, especially if those people have drifted away and you're trying to get them to come back, you don't want to turn them away by, you know, talking down to them as well. So what did you learn from all of this besides what we've talked about? I mean, was there a big aha moment that you got from doing the assignment?
I think it was, like, doing this assignment, like, kind of brought us in, like, a deeper meaning, because before we just, like, were taught it, but now that, like, we like understand it, like are living it. So like it's just, it's like understood, I guess.
Right. A good learning experience and growth experience for you guys creating it. Now, who won?
This is a good time to listen to something winning. Allison, tell us about the winning radio spot.
Yeah, so the winning spot that was selected was done by two girls in my class, actually, Maggie Houts and Natalie Chevalier. And, excuse me, her name's really pretty,
shame on
but
me.
Hard to say.
Chevalier.
And lots of ways to say it. And actually, they had a really interesting approach. Their slogan throughout was, "Go to Mass, you won't leave. You won't leave unchanged." And so everything they focused on was about being changed by the Eucharist.
Well, let's listen to it.
Is stress weighing you down? Maybe you're struggling with a relationship. Maybe schoolwork has been getting the best of you. Maybe you feel held back from achieving your goals. Life is hard when it seems like the world is throwing you wrongs and you can't find a right. You need a change. But what is change? In the dictionary, change is defined as the act or instance of making or becoming different. Change is an alteration, a reshaping, a transformation. But how can we achieve change? What can we do to transform ourselves for the better? Go to Mass. Mass helps you to achieve that transformation that you've been needing. Mass allows you to take that breath you've been reaching for, an emphasis that enables you to take that step further, that stretch higher, no matter who you are or where you're at in life. So come to Mass and come closer to Christ. No one leaves unchanged.
That's amazing stuff.
I like it. Very good. Now, so Allison, as a teacher, what did you witness the students learning through this whole process?
You know, it's interesting. When they begin, they immediately start pulling out their laptops to start videoing things and to start, you know, designing things on Photoshop. And immediately I have to enter the scene and say, you know, first you really need a plan.
Yep.
And so I see the students realize, oh, we actually need to come up with a plan, and we need to actually come up with a theme, and we need to think through what we're going to do. And so I witness them working through the process that is a lot harder than they imagine, coming up with something that's relatable.
And what have you heard from the students themselves?
They get pretty excited about it. We try to make it a big deal that they're going to win something really big. They can skip their final if they...
Oh, that's incentive right there.
And so it's
a huge incentive.
There's encouragement.
Exactly. And so we try to place a huge incentive on it so they really invest themselves and produce professional and well-thought-out final products.
How did the election of Pope Francis and all the hubbub surrounding that affect it? Was it kind of a spark?
You know, it's interesting. The week that Pope Francis was elected was a really big and exciting week for us at BSM. Yeah. We had
for
kids,
everybody.
For everyone. I mean, I can only imagine, you know, for everyone in different ways. But at BSM, the kids, you know, watching the smoke on the live footage and running around the school and finding theology classrooms to actually watch him come out, it really inserted a new excitement and a new connection, I think, to the faith and to the idea that they're a part of something that's a lot larger than
it's
them.
Huge.
And
yeah.
So it's been it was an exciting time, and I think that excitement has kind of carried over at school.
Jump right in, girls.
Oh, well, I was lucky enough to have 7th hour free, which is our second to last.
Oh, so you got to watch it,
so
the whole
I got
thing
to,
on TV?
It actually came out during 8th hour. Uh-huh. So I got to watch the whole live feed 7th hour, and then I just got to go to my theology class and watch it 8th hour.
Oh, even better.
Well.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
And for the project, just having that, you know, happen around the time you're starting your project, I'm sure was a kind of a spark to...
You feel a lot more involved.
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. Right. Very cool.
Allison Frank, and you're going to have to give me your names again.
Margot.
Katie. And Maddie.
Maddie.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us, and congratulations. Good luck. God bless you.
When's your last day of school?
Yeah.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
So a little bit left. And it's summer.
Right.
Awesome. Yes. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you very
much. Thank you for having us.
Coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll get an update on the Rediscover app. Find out why thousands of people are using this faith-building tool. Now it just keeps on getting better.
Plus, we'll hear what's on Archbishop Nynstedt's summer reading list in today's No Ordinary Conversation. And we'll take a look at the Catholic events happening around the area. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Michaud of TPM Flooring. In the 85 years of combined experience that our staff has, we've seen it all and try to help customers like Candace with difficult flooring decisions.
The one thing that surprised me about TPM flooring was the personal attention that I got at the very beginning when I was choosing the carpet. That process really helped.
From removing and updating worn out carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and wood floors, to working with the fantastic new products available, TPM Flooring is ready to add value and enjoyment to your home or office.
We have noticed that we needed an update on our home for probably the last 5 years. My family and friends have visited the home and we're very, very pleased.
We can even help you coordinate all of your flooring selections. Check us out at tpmflooring.com. Candace, what would you recommend?
Call them, I did, 952-746-5157.
Make sure you let us know you are relevant radio listeners when you call.
952-746-5157.
Lord of power.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Thousands of people have downloaded the Rediscover app since it launched a few months ago. Craig Berry, Social and New Media Manager for the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, joins us today with an update on this amazing faith-building tool. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Corey.
How's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so talk to us about the app.
Well, we've continued to have people download it. We're over 4,000. People have downloaded already,
wow.
And we're already making plans for the next version.
I just noticed that there was an update on mine. I guess it was to the third version or something. Is that right?
It's always updating content, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we add content, but the next big thing is improving the search feature so that if you know the name of a parish, you can just type it in and it'll find it for you real quickly.
Oh, awesome. And what else, of course, for those who aren't familiar with it, does the app feature?
Well, it's got over 400 short articles and videos and over 150 prayers. So it's a great resource for any form of prayer article, but also calendar of events. And the big feature that everyone loves is the Mass Finder, so you can find a parish with our Mass or reconciliation or adoration times nearby you.
Now, as you head toward a new version, are there any new features that you want to talk about, or are they kind of under wraps yet?
Well, they're still under wraps, but yeah, the big request we've had from people is the ability to search for a parish.
So how can we get the Rediscover app?
Well, the easiest way is to go to rediscoverapp.com, and you'll be able to click a link to take you to download it for Android, iPhone, or iPad. You'll also be able to get a link to that from the Rediscover Hour page on rediscover-faith.org.
That's right.
And this is not just for phones. You can use it on your iPad. I use it on my Android-based tablet, which, you know, I call it an iPad knockoff, I guess.
Yes, it works on tablets, any tablets running iOS or Android.
Craig Berry, thanks so much for joining us and telling us a little bit more about the Rediscover app.
Well, thank you.
Heads up, on next week's show, we're talking with the developer who brought the dream for the Rediscover app to life. He also developed another app launched by Pope Francis earlier this month.
And a reminder, here's how you can download the Rediscover app. Just go to rediscoverapp.com and download the version for your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. And you can find that rediscoverapp.com link and any links we mention on the Rediscover Hour at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on Radio in the top navigation menu.
One of the very best ways to grow in the faith is to make a commitment to reading good books about the faith.
I agree. And in today's No Ordinary Conversation, Archbishop Nienstedt talks with Father John Paul Erickson about what he's reading this summer, and it might give you a few ideas for what you could read in the coming months.
Archbishop, this coming summer, many individuals will be going to their cabin and bringing along with them, I'm assuming, a small library of books, please God. And Archbishop, I wonder, in your own life, what will you be reading this summer? I'm hopeful that the summer will be a little bit quieter than the academic year. What will be on your bedstand or by your book stand this summer?
Well, one of the things would be the book that's being recommended for our Rediscover program in the Catholic Book Club. As you know, we gave out 186,000 copies of Rediscovering Catholicism by Matthew Kelly this past year. And the team that has been working on the Rediscover Initiative have recommended A Time for God.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to review it, so I'm looking forward to delving in and using that. I did, after Christmas, go back and reread Rediscovering Catholicism because I was hoping that I might be able to take some of the real keen insights there and work them into my homilies as I go around the archdiocese and support the Rediscover Initiative. But the other one that I would say, I had a signed copy from my friend George Weigel, who just wrote a book on evangelical Catholicism, the deep reform in the 21st century church. And I've had another friend who's had the opportunity to read this and recommended it to me very highly. So that would be another text that I would like to delve into. A friend of mine, a priest out in Boston Archdiocese, had recommended to me this little book, How to Defend the Faith Without Raising Your Voice.
That's a great title.
And I think it is an intriguing title.
I'd be grateful for notes on it, Archbishop, actually, when you're done.
Yeah, and I think particularly because, you know, we've just been through the whole debate on marriage. And I think in looking at how polarized our country is, and oftentimes that same polarization typifies our church as well, that to find ways to respond to people who disagree with you in a civil and logical and calm manner would be very insightful. So I'm looking forward to getting that. That's How to Defend the Faith Without Raising Your Voice.
Very good.
The other two books I want to look at would be What is Marriage? Woman and Man, A Defense by Robert George from the National Association of Marriage. He and two of his students apparently have put this new book together, and I've heard some very fine positive things about it, so I'm looking forward to that. And then, although I've read a number of the things he's written before, one of our priests recommended to me At the Heart of the Gospel, Reclaiming the Body for the New Evangelization by Christopher West. It was one of our newly ordained priests, actually, who's been using this book in his preparation of married couples.
Oh, marvelous.
In his parish. And he told me that it's a great conversation starter. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Well, that's marvelous, Archbishop. I wish you leisure this summer and rejuvenation through the reading of these texts, and I'll be hoping to get some notes from How to Defend the Faith Without Raising Your Voice. I need that myself. So thank you again, Archbishop.
You're very welcome.
Again, those books that the Archbishop mentioned are Time for God by Father Jacques Philippe, Evangelical Catholicism by George Weigel, How to Defend the Faith Without Raising Your Voice by Austin Ivory, What is Marriage by Robert George, Sharif Girgis, and Ryan T. Anderson, and At the Heart of the Gospel, Reclaiming the Body for the New Evangelization by Christopher West.
Now, you hear Archbishop Neinstedt regularly here on the Rediscover Hour in our No Ordinary Conversation segment. If you have an idea for a No Ordinary Conversation topic, contact us through our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Remember to click on radio in the top navigation bar or email us directly at therediscoverhour@archspm.org. That's therediscoverhour@archspm.org.
Here's a look at some great events taking place locally. As Father John Paul Erickson mentioned earlier in the show, bring your family and come join the Archdiocesan Corpus Christi procession on June 2nd, led by Bishop Lee Pichet. The procession begins at the Little Sisters of the Poor Holy Family Residence at 330 Exchange Street South in St. Paul at 2 p.m. The procession concludes at the Cathedral of St. Paul with a special holy hour in honor of the Year of Faith.
Come to the Archdiocesan Marriage Day celebration Saturday, June 8th at the Cathedral of St. Paul. This special celebration begins with Mass at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 8th. It honors all married couples, but especially those celebrating silver and golden anniversaries in the year 2013. Reception follows. Family and friends are welcome. The celebration is free of charge. To find out more, call 651-291 4488. That's 651-291-4488.
And here's a great event that's fun for the entire family. Come to the Archdiocesan Rural Life Sunday Mass and Lunch on June 23rd, Sunday, June 23rd. Mass begins at 1:30 in the afternoon and is celebrated by Bishop Lee Pache. A late lunch follows Mass and features pulled pork sandwiches and hot dogs. Activities and entertainment include a rodeo roping demonstration, popular and old-time music, and a petting zoo. The location is the Don and Bonnie Quigley Farm in rural Lindstrom at 25051 Olinda Trail. That's 25051 Olinda Trail in Lindstrom. Please bring your own lawn chairs or picnic blankets, and some seating will be provided. And in case of rain, the day will go forward as planned, as there are facilities for an indoor celebration site at the site.
And here are the details on the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration. Join fellow Catholics for a day of inspiration and celebration of our Catholic faith, Saturday, October 12th, 2013, at the St. Paul River Center. Doors open at 7 a.m. Programming starts at 8:30. Be a great day. Registration is open now for the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration featuring Archbishop Neinstadt, Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, many other fantastic speakers. There will be special programming opportunities for children and youth, kindergarten through 10th grade, as well as Spanish language programming. Adult tickets are $15, youth grades 7 to 10, $7, kids in kindergarten through 6th grade are $5 each. Find out more and register at rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org.
Coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour in Answering the Call, we'll talk with the developer behind the Rediscover app. The Vatican caught wind of his work for us and tapped him for the app Pope Francis launched earlier this month.
And we'll find out about the Rediscover Summer Share Project. The idea behind it is simple: provide a quick and easy way to connect the people we know and meet with the resources of Rediscover. We'll share details.
Plus, we say it at every Mass, but sometimes we might be on autopilot. We'll take a closer look at the Creed and its meaning.
Come back for all this and a whole lot more of the Rediscover Hour. Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., Sundays at 9 a.m., right here on Relevant Radio.
Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio.